Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I had to wait for her to start singing. Tammy Terrell. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Sunday morning, 16th day of March. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning all you Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell fans in Dallas, Georgia, which was one of the epicenters of the nasty weather last night.
Yeah, it was around the area. The areas got hit, but that area of Paulding County was probably the hardest hit.
Yeah.
The area, yep.
So, yeah, thinking about you guys.
Looking at some of it right there.
We talked to Chief Brantley, or reached out to him, and, you know, his whole crew, Paulding County Fire, I'm sure all the departments there, all the emergency departments there were at work last night, and it was a long, long night because they started before the thing even got here.
Oh, yeah.
They started mobilizing when, you know, by the time that thing hit Montgomery. And so wanted to just once again acknowledge them. Can I do something? We played that coming back here. Today was the day we lost Tammy Terrell.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to wait for her and I just now all of a sudden just went, don't you hate it when you lose your train of thought like that? And you just sit there and stare at me. That's the funny thing.
Because I don't know where you're going, and I don't want to step on you.
I
don't want to step on you.
Marvin Gaye.
I'm Marvin Gaye.
I want you to just say Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
That's it.
I didn't know.
talking about what? I meant the other.
Okay.
All right. So that happened on this day. Also, man, I didn't know that today was also the day about the whole Reba McEntire. She lost, you know, that plane that went down with her band on there.
Oh, yeah.
That happened on this date.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was like seven. I kind of remembered, you know, I saw this was the date she had lost seven band members on this date in the plane crash. So, thoughts going out to them. And I want to thank you for sending me this. We just did this deep dive into what was going on over at Tyler Perry Studios and Beauty in Black, which, by the way, was renewed for season two. Thank you very much.
Ah.
But you sent me something about the internship, and I didn't get this information, didn't know it was just a couple days ago that it was a done deal, but Tyler Perry Studios' Dreamers Internship Program returns. Now, you know if you pull into that place, the first building you enter is called the Dream Building.
Okay.
If you ever knew that. Obviously named Dr. King, so it's where the parking deck is. You go right in there, and there's all kinds of offices and things like that. I think if you go on a tour, it starts there. Then maybe you go out to the sound stages,
okay,
which are all named for famous people in the entertainment field. But let me just give you this real quickly, what this is. The 2025 Tyler Perry Studios Dreamers Internship Program is set to launch on Friday, this past Friday. The paid internship program will give college students the chance to learn the ins and outs of the entertainment business with 7 weeks at the Media Mogul Studio. The deadline to apply is April 11th, and the internship will begin in June. Now, specifically what this, you know, people who are eligible, let me turn it this way. You must have a passion to pursue a career in the entertainment industry, Must be at least 18 years of age at the time of submission. Must work as a local. Tyler Perry Studios does not provide housing or travel costs for interns. Must be a U.S. citizen and have a valid work permit. Must be eligible for 40 hours a week, 7 days a week. Intern seeking college credit. Students must be registered as for an internship for academic credit with their college or university. Must provide official letter on school. You know how that works. You're going to be an intern. So
anyway,
he's doing.
The best part you said about that paid internship.
There you go. Which a lot of people
back
say.
In the day, our internship and you weren't getting paid. So that's the other thing.
Yeah.
First of all, where you're going to be and you're going to be compensated.
And of course, the joke is, isn't that just a job?
Yes.
You know, you won't call it an internship.
Right,
you're
right.
Going to pay me something. It's a job.
Right.
And you're telling me how many hours a week I got to be there and I got to be available 7 days a week. That's a job.
They want you to show up.
They do. And why waste your time like that? So, yes, there you go. It is the Tyler Perry Studios Dreamers Internship Program. You can check it out. It is online, but it returns for 2025. Thank you for sending that to me, man.
You're the only person that's returning around here.
Pardon?
Now, the only person that's returning around here is this Noel mentioned earlier, a certain quarterback. Well, I'll say returning, he's staying put. But that's the thing. You talk about Kirk Cousins and the fact that, you know, it seems like he will stay on the Falcons roster, and that's the $10 million, you know, roster bonus. And you just wonder what's the mood going to be like in the locker room, you know, because people, you know, hadn't come forth and said, you know, yeah, I'm hurt.
Right.
Or whatnot. And what would that be like, considering the guys who come back from last season? And you know, I mean, it's up for them to decide. You know, the guys who see each other and you know, make that connection and know what they have to go out on the field and do. But you just...
Who gets the blame for that?
We figure if it's him or if the people in management or the coaching staff...
I was going to say the staff.
Why wouldn't they do that, right?
We get this whole thing when so-and-so has a trainer and they don't want to see the team physician because they want to get back in the game or so-and-so and such-and-such, and it gets pushed aside. I thought those days were squashed because, well, especially now that gambling's involved in everything like this too. So you have to acknowledge what's wrong with you. And if you run into the corner and don't let the trainers check you out or do whatever, who gets blamed for that? Do we put it on the guy who, regardless of if it's his fault or not, still getting his $100 million? Right? He's still getting paid. Or is it, this quarterback's coach who can see how he's throwing?
You know, everybody can see that.
Coordinator, offensive. I mean, I'm just naming people.
People sitting in the upper deck.
Thank you.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium can see that.
Has there been an actual pointing and putting blame on somebody for this information that we now know? Feel free to jump in when you want to. I know she's back there working, but she's chomping at the bit.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. And then when does he have a conversation with Atlanta media? Because we know how he skillfully avoided D-Led.
And he's going to continue to avoid. I don't expect
him
to
come out. No. He's always been this upfront, forthright person.
Does he have to?
You know?
Does he have to?
Well, that's what he's been.
Okay, what he's been and what was ain't.
Well, if he can't be a semblance of that now, then how can he be good for this team?
He's not going to be the starting quarterback, so he doesn't have to talk like one.
Well, he has to be good, though. He has to be whatever role is carved out for him. He plays his role.
Understand that,
you know.
But the backups don't have to get in front of the media. Do you want somebody to get up and explain what happened last season? I don't think he's going to do it because there is no intelligent way for him to say this is what happened and not only sound like a so and so, but then throw a couple other people on the coaching staff under the bus. Can't do it without doing that, right?
Kind of already did it on Good Morning Football. So,
well, that's true. But I'm saying now if you go into this next season and say, all right, enough of this dancing around stuff, and D-Led asks him a pointed question, is he going to answer it?
Probably not.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think so. And D-Led, he got a bunch of pointed questions for this guy and the staff. Because if the quarterback isn't going to ask or answer, then he's going to go to the staff. And this is where – and D-Led don't care. We've already seen that. We've heard him talk about, he says, listen, you know, and if you don't, I'm going to say you're dancing around or
evade.
He's going to give you his opinion. That's what I should say. I shouldn't speak for D-Led, but he's going to give you his opinion, like it or not, and how it's coming across. And the other thing is, we don't have to wait for D-Led's. You know, we have to wait for whatever he brings out of the locker room, but for the most part, we are all getting information, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's why for me, most of the onus goes on Cousins because you know the most what your body is feeling like. But there was a clear point in this season mm-hmm. where he just didn't need to be out there. And that's when you got to look at Raheem and go, okay, why did we continue to do this? Because there was a clear point. It was like, something's not right,
yep.
and we probably need to get off this. I don't give Cousins a pass for not being honest, but there was a clear point where we probably should have went ahead and turned the page. And that's what you got to sit in Raheem's lap.
And then you ask the question, was Penix getting snaps during practice? How much? Was it because you guys weren't letting him get snaps? Is you didn't feel comfortable sticking him in there when you knew it was time to stick him in there? Is that what we're saying?
As we understand practice to be, the second string quarterback don't really get time to do anything. If you're not running a scout team, you don't really get a whole lot of opportunities to run any plays because we're trying to get ready for a week, whatever this is, and team whoever this is in this week. So that's just kind of the nature of being a backup in that regard.
I mean, I'm going through this exercise because what I'm trying to get at here, Sam, is and Noel, is how is D-Led or whoever the reporter is going to approach asking this question
right.
if they get that opportunity.
No, you're asking all the right questions.
Right. So I'm going to say all this stuff ahead of time, and then, now, how do you address that?
Right.
I mean, you lay it right out there for them on a platter, and that's what you and I and Sam are talking about here. Hopefully, Sam wants an answer, or the other journalists in this city want answers as to what we believe happened at the end of last season.
And you're not going to get it. This is a 30 for 30 thing, to be honest. You're not going to get it. I'm serious.
Think so?
No, this is going to be a 30 for 30 situation. We will not know the ins and outs and true nature of all of this until later on down the line.
So he's not going to talk to anybody?
I don't.
If I'm the Falcons, I don't think I want them to.
Thank you. That's what I was going
to
say.
I don't think I want that dude saying you don't talk
anymore.
Too much.
Yeah.
We done lost picks. You done made us look crazy on Good Morning Football. I don't need you talking to nobody.
No.
Nobody. And that's what we are. Like, all the goodwill has been sucked out of here, has been sucked out of the room, and I just need you to swag surf onto the bench with that clipboard. I'm calling him Clipboard Kurt.
Wow.
That's where we at. Clipboard Kurt with a K. Clipboard Kurt.
And he wouldn't even be carrying a clipboard if there was some movement going on in Pittsburgh or everybody knew what Aaron Rodgers was doing because they made the decision. They waited until the last moment to decide to give him that money. And it really wasn't a matter anyway, $90 million or $100
million. Yeah.
It was still, you know, they had it in his pocket, you know, so.
Well, someone brought something else up, too, that I think is interesting. People seem to think that Cousins want to avoid what he ran into here with the draft and them drafting a quarterback behind signing him. And so people seem to think he may not waive the no-trade clause until after the draft, which means that I add another weeks of anticipation onto this situation.
Yeah.
But that seems to be the thought process now, that Kurt is actually holding on to the no-trade clause until after the draft and once everything shakes out so nobody can bring in anybody behind him.
You know what? I didn't ask y'all. Forget about college right now. Forget about somebody coming up. Of the movements at the quarterback position that we've seen so far and the people who have landed in places, who would you like to have seen end up here as a backup if they decided to do that? So let's say Russ decided to eat his ego and say, all right, I'll go land here because there's a possibility I could be playing soon, or name the team. But who out there of those guys that were available
I could take Russell as a backup here, you know, and someone to mentor if he were to take that role. But he's looking to still be a starter.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with the three super vet quarterbacks that's left, they want to start. And so it's like, now we're back to the conversation we was having earlier. Like, how realistic is that?
Right.
And that's what they have to come to terms with before, like, other teams or fans can even think about, oh, we could have this super awesome back. I mean, you know, everybody but Kurt is – this is the worst game of chicken I've ever seen. But other than him, the other quarterbacks can make a decision on if they want to be a backup or not. And that's what we kind of are with that. You know, Cousins going to hold that clipboard. That's just what it is, unless he wants to either give the money back or waive the no-trade clause. He got three options.
That's not happening.
We need a T-shirt company.
I'm just saying the three options.
We need a place out there that makes T-shirts, and I want you to put that on a T-shirt and give Noel credit for it. Cut Clipboard Kirk.
There we go.
That's what she said.
If he hangs around here, that's who he's going to be.
If we see somebody else with it, we're going to know they stole it from you. Because we get stolen. We get ripped off all the time. Somebody's using my biscuits and gravy thing for that, you know.
Look, I might design a T-shirt right now.
There you go. Come
up with it. Put a clipboard on it. Yeah.
I got a revenue stream for you.
Yeah, so. Don't talk about it.
How about that? Let's go.
Jason Longshore up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Thank you guys again for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. As we welcome Jason on here, I want to get this. I got insignificant information. People who would have been celebrating a birthday today. Ozzie Newsome, is he in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
As a tight end or an executive?
A tight end.
As a tight end,
should
okay.
be both.
He should be executive. But Ozzie Newsome birthday today. Yeah. Happy, man, I can't believe this dude is this old. 66. Flavor Flav.
You kidding me?
He's 66.
Flavor Flav. Yeah, boy.
66 today. Speaking of 6, 36 years old today. Happy birthday, Blake Griffin. And 34, Wolfgang Van Halen. Wolfie.
Mm.
There you go, man.
Okay.
So anyway, let's welcome Jason Longshore in here. This is a day, man. This is one of those special matches. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But if I were doing what you do, I would think that today would be one of those matches that I kind of have a little different, feeling going into the game. And just anticipation a little bit more white hot. Is that the case?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is something new that MLS is doing this year with the Sunday night soccer game of the week. And look, we've seen this in other sports. You break out a game, you make it the focus of the league. It's a smart move. I think this is the first one this season that has that little bit extra because of what happened last year in the playoffs. And Miami hasn't shied away from that either. You know, they've talked about how much they had these expectations of winning the league last year, winning all kinds of trophies. They won one. They won the regular season title. That's a nice trophy to have. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the trophy. And they are kind of ticked off about the team that knocked them out last year, which was Atlanta. So different looks, different managers for both teams. A lot of the same stars are there, but there's some new faces too. All that put to the side, this is a game that's going to have a big game kind of feel. We've seen it on Sunday nights at the Benz for Falcons games. I think this is the Atlanta United feel like that of all eyes in the soccer world, and that's going to cross over to the sports world here in Atlanta. We'll be on the Benz tonight.
Be watching for that. As always, great to be joined by Jason Longshore, and remind everybody that he is social. You can find him at Longshoe. All right, Ronnie Dowler kind of dialed it back when asked about the magnitude of this match. And maybe that's because it's early in the season. You got a lot more soccer to play. But when asked about it this week, he kind of, that's good. It's our next match. It's Miami. Is that the best way for this team to approach it, considering what's happened in their past two matches?
Yeah, Sam, you've been around the block long enough. You know coach speak when you hear it, and you know real talk when you hear it. And you got to do the coach speak thing sometimes, especially with a team that is still, look, they're finding their way. They're 3 games in. They're 7 weeks into working together. It's not where you want it to be, and it shouldn't be, because if you've already hit your heights after 7 weeks, 3 games, if you're already as good as you can be that early in a 34-game season where we're hopefully going to see games here in December, you're probably going to get passed. So you need to be continually growing. This is a great early season test. And what I like about it is last year we saw Atlanta United handle Miami in a very different way than they're playing right now. It was a little more defensive. It was a little more get numbers behind the ball, sit back, defend, frustrate them, and then break out on the counter. I don't think you're going to see that from Atlanta United tonight. I think you're going to see Ronnie Dialet say, you know what, I have an idea of how I want this team to play. I have an identity that I want to see this team reach. And I think we saw it in the middle of the first half last week against the Red Bulls. We've seen it at other phases in the other two games where it's suffocating. It is so many numbers forward. It's quick play around the 18-yard box. It's creating opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. You're going to see an Atlanta United team that will not be timid tonight. Now, does that get the win? I don't know. They're going to have to convert their chances, and that's been the issue this season, is everything but putting the ball in the back of the net. You've got to convert. You've got to get maybe a little luck in converting. Whatever it takes to put the ball in the back of the net, when you have all that good play, you got to get the reward, because we've seen this throughout the years. When you're dominating a game and the other team feels it and you feel it and it's going well, but you don't get the reward for it, that momentum comes back around and doubles down on you. And I think we've seen that from Atlanta United this season. You get a little tired. The other team gets a little sniff of, hey, we can take this now. And then they get their reward the other way, and it breaks you. So you've got to break teams when you're playing well. And Atlanta hasn't been able to do that yet. If you get that done tonight, you know, look, you could be in a shootout with a Miami team that's as good of an attack as you're going to see in the league, maybe outside of this Atlanta side.
You know, my problem with Jason is, and we love him to pieces, other than the fact that he breaks my you-know-what about Buckies. Other than that, ask him a question, I think of a question, which I'm ready to ask him, but he's so thorough. He does such a deep dive into explaining why, and then he brings the context. I'm not sure if he actually answered my question already, but I'm going to ask anyway. But that was a compliment I was paying you, Jason, because you do. You just
I'll take it.
Yeah. It's meant to be that way. But I wanted to try something a little bit different because, as you do bring context to a lot of the things that you describe with these matches, whether it's Atlanta United or, in this case, a team with a player on it that, you know, even the average fan knows about. But more importantly, mm-hmm. What's the story within the game? What's that little subtle nuance that's going to be going on within the game that people like you, like Mike Conte, like even Sam here, they know to watch? You know, we talk about that in football. Mm-hmm. We talk about when, you know, back in the day, this wide receiver was going up against this cornerback. What's the game within the game, or the match, I guess, in this case?
Okay, I'll actually give you three, since I'm thorough. I'll give you three.
Thank you, man. But that's a good question, though, right? That's a good question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I think the biggest thing I try to do when we talk soccer is I want to take the mystery out of it. You know, the same storylines that we're going to get into with a big Falcons-Eagles game, it's not crazy different when we're talking this big picture mm-hmm. stuff. When we're talking Atlanta United-Miami, it's two huge teams. You're going to obviously look an hour before the game starts to see if Lionel Messi's in the starting lineup. I don't know if he will be. He did make the trip. He is here. I do think he'll play. My hunch would be he comes off the bench in the second half. But you're going to check that first. That's number one thing at about 6 o'clock. Okay. Two, Luis Suarez. We saw a lot of conversation last season in the playoffs between Luis Suarez and Brad Kazan. And that also then spilled over to Derek Williams and Steon Gregerson and everybody else on the field because Luis Suarez likes to talk. He's an amazing player. He's one of the best strikers that the game has ever seen. And on any other team, he would be getting all of the headlines. But he's playing next to one of his best friends in Lionel Messi, who's going to get even more headlines. Suarez is an antagonist. So how does Atlanta handle him trying to get under their skin, running his mouth, little cheap shots, going down easy, all the little things that make a great player that's away from the ball? Suarez does those in spades, and he's going to look for those opportunities today, and Atlanta's going to have to handle that. The third one for me is Alexi Maranchuk for Atlanta. It became, I don't know, I guess a memo went out somewhere in the American soccer conversation that, you know, let's all talk about Alexi Maranchuk this week. Maranchuk is the designated player that was not bought for as much money as Lotte Lott and did not have the homecoming story that Miguel Almiron does. But he was the one who came last season and is still, I think, he's a connector. So he's the one that's got to get the bearings of what Lotte Lott brings, where Miguel Almiron wants to be, how he can combine with Saba. He's the one that's got to tie all the pieces together. It's the hardest job, in my opinion. And he's been creating chances. I think there's a narrative that he hasn't done anything when he is fourth in the league in shots and shot setups, fourth in the entire 30-team league. So he's doing things. But he's also a human being, and he's going to see and hear and read all of the conversation about him this week. I want to see how he kind of handles that. I want to see if he comes out. Does he try to do too much? I don't think that's his personality. I think he's going to come out and be very motivated to, on a night where all the headlines coming in that are pre-written are Messi, are Suarez, are Almiron, maybe Lotte Lott, maybe Gazan. Maranchuk's going to want to be in those headlines. I think he's that kind of a player, and I'm expecting a big night from him.
Folks, you can hear him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. He is your host for that each and every week. Also joins Mike Conte on the call tonight for Atlanta United against, what's that?
No, we keep going.
No.
I was going to say, you mentioned his nightly show.
Right.
And his producer is Noelle.
Ah.
And she's on quite a bit with him. So while you love her with Sam and Greg, Noelle is having another opportunity to shine.
Yeah.
And she's with Jason. So I don't want, listen, we ain't greedy that way. We do nothing but add water to our flowers.
That's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it. Well, Jason, great stuff. Great stuff. Quick, before I let you go, everybody healthy tonight? Who may be back in the lineup?
Yeah, the big question was Latte Lott after he went into concussion protocol after last week, but he trained this week. He's not on the injury list, so he is out of concussion protocol. Great to see. And Brooks Lennon is back for the first time this season. Yeah. Remember, he injured his shoulder last year in the playoffs.
Right.
Got the all clear after the surgery in the off season. He is raring to go. And seeing him in training over the past couple weeks, he's, I think, 90 minutes fit and just ready to roll. He hasn't played in a game, so that's a little different. But he's looked great in training, and I think he's going to add a lot to the attack from his fullback position getting forward up the right side.
You know, the other thing about what happened this past week that was unique, the three of us were together. We had lunch with Jason.
Hey, how about
that? And normally when it's Jason and having to do with us, you're gone, he's filling in for you, or I'm gone, he's filling in for me. They could have got a picture with the three of
all
us.
All three in the same week. Place.
That's
huh?
right, yeah.
That would ruin the mystery, though. Yeah. We'd have to take that picture at Bucky's at some point.
What we need.
It's like when Peter Gabriel went back and hung out with the Genesis boys.
Yep.
Genesis boys. Something like that.
We need to get a remote for 92.9 The Game mornings at Bucky's.
I have something around the corner that I'm working on where you could actually show up. And you know me. There's no off position on the genius switch, so I'm working on something. So I'm working on something. You could be a part of it. Anyway, Jason, man, as always, we can't thank you enough. Have a great call. Tell Mr. Conte we said hello, and we will talk to you soon, buddy.
Excellent. Thank y'all.
There you go. All Jason right. Longshore joining us. Hey, Noel, y'all have some fun when you're with Jason, right?
Always.
She's busy. She'll come on here next time. We're going to wrap things up, turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Greg.
Come on, keep dancing.
On this tonight. You know,
keep dancing, man.
You hadn't seen this.
No,
and Noel hadn't seen this. These folks are dancing with these fans, man. And I don't know where it came from, but they were doing it.
Greg Street was playing this.
Really?
And Danny B hit me up thanking me for playing it.
Yeah.
And Danny B said, you must be for Greg Street, not Greg Clarkson. She sent me a big old thing with a bunch of smiles on it and everything. She loved it. Danny B, of course, middays at V103.
Right.
And there's two Gregs under the Odyssey umbrella here.
Yes.
She sent it to the wrong one. But then y'all brought the pictures yesterday. You get them fans the same. You go to buy them fans the same place you get your church fans.
Wait, no, them different fans. Don't get those confused with the church fans. These fans are not multi-purpose.
Oh, okay.
These fans come for one intention. Noel didn't win you up on the fans. Where do you get the fans, Noel?
I got mine from Amazon.
You got one of these?
I needed a fan for the Renaissance concert for Beyonce, so I got a fan.
Okay.
They can snap and pop. And I'm telling you, that's where it started, because people started dancing at the concert with the fans.
Them?
Yep, and snapping them, and you was hearing the sound, and it was started to become a thing. I started seeing people doing it at, like, high school football games and stuff, and now we had the line dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just took off.
But don't try it. Listen, we're past it. We just wait for the memo and find out what's going on. What y'all doing around the corner?
I'm going to leave that to the Detroit Steppers.
How about that now? Yeah, Detroit right, Steppers. Right. You had to watch out for that. Watch out for that. But anyway, that's
why I don't feel bad no more about stuff that's happening. I've had my time in the sun.
Oh, man.
Which is a song, by the way. But
yes.
Yeah, I've had my time in the sun. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got Hawks at Brooklyn for you. Not here. Down on the 8th floor around the corner at V103. That pre-tip is at 5:30, tip at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, we just got hung up with Jason Longshore, who is quite thorough.
Yes.
And brings the context.
Yeah, he does.
And going to have himself a big night. Anyway, Atlanta United versus Inter Miami, pre-kick at 6, kick at 7 o'clock. And we will look for the game within the game.
There we go.
Or the match within the match.
We'll watch for that.
My question, though, that I didn't get a chance to ask him, if Messi, like the last time he was, like last year, he sat out that first part and came in on the backside, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do they need to do while he's not playing? Is that an advantage that he's not playing?
Yeah, you can probably be a little more aggressive. I
That's
mean, they still got people to attack. You can be more aggressive, and he gets out there. Now they got an extra attack. You got to be more on the defensive end. That's the one thing that I got from Ronnie Dollar this week, that he wants to see balance. He wants to see a balanced attack, just as much as emphasis you put on scoring and being aggressive on that end, but you have to be the same on the defensive end because of what this team can do with you in transition. and they get back so quickly. And so that's the thing. You gotta have a nice balance tonight.
Okay, here's my stupid question. Yeah, my stupid soccer question. Why aren't, or is there, a player on teams when they face a team like Miami that you have a guy, because they had this on basketball teams, they have a guy who goes out there when Shaq was playing and he would take 5 or 6 fouls.
Okay.
Because they didn't want their regular big men to get fouls.
Well, you don't want to foul this guy. You don't want to give him penalty kicks.
No, you're not. But if you want to slow him, that's my thinking.
Yeah.
So you can't give him any. Every time you bump into him, he's gonna get a free shot.
No, but I'm just saying, when you can do some things to slow him down, but they're gonna, you're gonna keep getting yellow cards or whatever. I mean, if you want to do that.
So is there a guy who would take fouls on a soccer team to lessen the star player?
I think it would be something that would be collective. I don't think you send like one person out there. It's not like hockey and you send a goon out there to go out there and beat on people.
We don't call them goons no more.
Okay, man. Well, I'm just saying you don't do that.
Protectors.
We're not doing that.
Okay, that's what I was curious about. Yeah. If there's a person who will take on that. How did they beat Miami then last year?
Well, they just went down there and wasn't scared of them. And you know what? That team at that point played like that team should play. They weren't going to get to play
together, and they just didn't care,
but they all came together, and you're there. You got to go on the road to play. You're not going to get to play at home, and you just go out there and throw it all out there. That's you're the last team to make it into the playoffs, so you go in and say, "This is what got us here," and you just go out and play, right?
And then the games
this is a little different now right. Because you've added talent. People expect something. There's anticipation for this team. Although they're scoreless in their last two matches, That's not the way you want to go into a match like this one tonight. But that's the other thing about this team. You look good, you win your season opener, but in your last two, you haven't scored. So you do want to go out. You want to, and if Messi's not playing,
yeah,
you want to
go. You want to go 6 or 7 up.
Well, you got 6 or 7, but you want to go out and try to score first,
right?
Tonight, obviously, if he's feeling great about your tender, that he can.
Quail anything that Miami brings at him.
Right, but you got to have some defense back there with him. Don't just put it solely on Kazan. You got to get some folks. It takes everybody back there when you take it on this team.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Mr. Fricky's coming up in about 14 minutes.
Oh, I got some stuff.
That's what I was about to tee up for you today.
All right.
NASCAR stuff.
NASCAR is rolling out in lovely Las Vegas this weekend.
Where?
In Las Vegas. A lot of the people who go out there probably have lost their wages. They're running out in Vegas out west, and that's why we have Adam Alexander check in with us. We expect to get him back with us next week. They'll be in Miami. They'll be back on the East Coast. But anyway, Xfinity Series race. Justin Allgaier is your winner of the Xfinity Series race. Michael McDowell is on the pole for today's Cup Series race with Joey Logano outside of row one. Chase Elliott will start 16th. Then we had some things happen and some adjustments that were made to some cars, and these folks have been sent to the back of the pack. Christopher Bale, who hadn't lost since they left Atlanta, he'll be going for his fourth consecutive win today. But he's going to have to start from the back of the pack because he made some type of mechanical issue with his car, so he goes to the back of the pack. Also, John Hunter Nemechek goes to the back of the pack. Both of these cars are Toyotas. I don't know what that has to do with it
or anything like
that, but anyway, because of mechanical things, adjustments that they made, their cars will start from the back of the field in this race today. So Christopher Bale going to win his fourth straight race. He got some work to do.
Okay.
We said, well, you won the last three. We're going to put you in the back and see what you do. So that's what's coming on. While we were watching the storm last night, F1 ran their Grand Prix in Australia. Lando Norris was the winner. Max Verstappen finishes second. That's what happened.
They got to hurry up and get out of it down under because it's fall down there. So it's about to get cold down there.
Is it?
Well, the seasons have changed. They're the opposite of us.
That much, but yeah.
We're in spring. They're in fall.
Maybe going to fall because they just left Australian Open and it was like blistering down there.
And same thing when we have, U.S. Open here. It's blistering.
Yeah,
Labor Day weekend.
It is. Yeah.
But I'm saying they're entering their fall.
Okay. Okay.
Because we're about to enter into our summer. That's how I know that from I was there that day in school. We talked about
one about it. Speaking of day in school,
yes.
And I have this card with me that I showed you
after we left here this week.
I got a phone call from a state representative, Brent Cox, and he's been involved with a couple of pieces. One thing at the state capitol building, a couple of things concerning high school sports, and one was considered high school NIL, and the other one was considered girls' flag football. And so he found out it's a proposal just to show more support for girls' flag football, as not every school in the state is playing yet.
Right.
It's still getting around the rest of all of the state and all. And some counties where their enrollments may be smaller, they may not have their teams all together yet. But it's getting there.
Right.
But anyway, he says, what's going to happen at 3 o'clock? You want to come by? And I said, so here I go down.
I remember that. Go ahead.
So here I go down to the state capitol building, right? I'm like, look, what the heck am I doing down here? Anyway, we're in the Paul Coverdale building, which was right across the street from the state capitol.
Paul Coverdale.
That's where they have the meetings with committee meetings.
Right.
And so I go into, he says, well, great to have you. Glad you could make it down here. You feel like saying a few words? And I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't come.
You're not prepared, right?
Right. I'm just coming down just to watch this, right? And so he says, well, you can come up and say a few words. And so here's this committee, man. It's like about a dozen folks sitting up there.
Right.
And he called me up, and I just spoke and said some things about girls' flag football, what I'd seen and noticed, and the fact that, you know, it's something that's growing at the collegiate level in the area. These girls who are playing at the high school level will get a chance to play at the college level. That's another place for moms and dads to get some dollars for college. And that's, I kind of left it at that. I
said, fix me a plate. I got to go.
No.
They didn't fix you a plate?
No, man. You know what? I got in there too late to eat. Because, I mean, the floor.
That's on you.
Yeah, it was. Because I got down there and said, you know, like for people who don't know, the Sloppy Floyd building has a very nice area to eat. You know, down
nice
there.
And cafeteria. That's
where you, very nice right there in the Floyd building. And so a lot of the people come out of the Capitol building for lunchtime, but I guess they all stop at 1:30.
Yeah, people get back at work at 1:30.
And so I got there about 1:40, and they said, well, we're closed. I'm like, it's not even 2 o'clock. Are these the COVID hours?
Yeah, exactly, here. That's what it was.
You know,
they posted new hours up there. You didn't get the memo?
I got nothing, man. So, I appreciate Representative Cox. He's from Dawson County, good folk up that way. He's heard that siren a few times up there at the pool room when Chase Elliott wins. But I appreciate him inviting me to be a part of that.
So, congratulations.
You know, yep.
All right, let's do this one more time here, and then we're going to be done with it.
I got one more thing.
Oh, no, go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
Today, a voice that we usually hear on this day, we will not hear.
Okay, this is the 16th of March, Sunday.
Selection Sunday.
Oh.
Usually Greg Gumbel.
Yeah.
Is the person that's always, when we do selection.
Actually, both of them too, him and Nance, are gone from, Nance has done basketball, right?
He's doing just golf. He's done with that. He's just doing the Masters now.
Yeah.
And that's where it used to be. We do the Final Four, and then we go to the Masters.
Yeah, boy, he had a great year. He go from the Super Bowl to the Final Four to Augusta. Yeah, I had that job.
Yeah, that was it. But of course, we missed seeing Greg Gumbel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we lost him. So, different voice. So we see who brings us Selection Sunday later on today.
There you go.
Yeah.
Before we get on out of here, I want to remind you guys, just take it easy tomorrow. Right? We had the parade yesterday, and most of you out there know what I'm talking about, but it's an amateur night tomorrow, day and night, on St. Patrick's Day. You got New Year's Eve, you got Cinco de Mayo, you got Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Halloween night, Super Bowl Sunday, and tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. Those are the amateur nights / days of the year. People who don't normally drink and drive are out there testing themselves.
Just to see what happens,
yeah,
right?
Just to see what happens, and, you know, you don't want to get caught up in that mix. So we love you, but we ain't got no time going to hospitals visiting people. We would. We'd come fine, but we ain't got time for it.
We'd rather not.
So you guys just take care of yourself, all right, and have yourself a wonderful holiday. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Noelle, thank you.
Thank you.
She'd come on here, but she's just too busy getting ready for Mr. Fricky, who is up next. And there was one more thing I was trying to think if I had
one more
to
thing?
Get out there.
One more?
No, but I think that's
one
the...
One?
Oh, there is a day. You talked about Greg Gumbel not being a part of this. That first day has become obsolete because of the pandemic or just the changing nature of how people work. But that was a day that almost ended up on the amateur night list.
Oh, yeah.
That first day of the tournament, people cut from work.
Yeah.
But not everybody's working from home. So there's no cutting from work and drinking and all of that stuff. People come home like they just got paroled after the one day, and they still got the Friday and the Saturday and the Sunday. But the opening weekend of the tournament, just it's not on the list, but it's another one of those where people start day drinking.
Go ahead and print your brackets so you can fill them in.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, you going to have a big day?
I'm just going to relax on the day, man.
All right, me too. And go check out, make sure that there's no water damage and all that out there. And those of you in Paulding County, West Cobb, and everybody who got affected by those rains, we hope you are doing fine or on your way to getting better. Like I said, John Fricke's up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.